8 o'clock on a Friday morning. Yay, it's Friday. It was Dead Mouse. Raise your weapon. Da 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 da. Stand and deliver. So we're having fun on a Friday, and we're talking about lekker things because we're headed into the festive season, and we're generally celebrating the fact that, I mean, the news items have been quite extraordinary of late. There is much more confidence in brand South Africa and particularly brand North Coast, and it looks like we're going to have, from all the indications I can see, it looks like we are headed into a pretty cool future. And I hope that that is a prophetic statement that comes true very soon. Well, it has come true, and it is coming true for many that have invested on the North Coast in the greater Ballito area through the good offices of Arcus Property. They've been developing some super stuff. Recently, I had a chat with Andrea Santoriello. You know, I don't speak Italian.
It's absolutely perfect.
It gives me great joy to be able to roll my tongue around that beautiful Andrea Santoriello.
Dave, 10 out of 10. Absolutely perfect. My nonna would be very proud.
Well, you know, it's a gorgeous language, and you're a lovely boy. And you represent a great brand in this region. The Arcus Property team have really knocked it out of the park. There's a new one now. We talked about Ballito Life the other day. We know about that. But Woodlands Estate that you hinted at, and you said you would be back to explain. So here is an opportunity now. Let's unpack what Woodlands is all about.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Dave. I think, yeah, so Woodlands, we've actually handed over the first two phases of the estate. So it's been off the ground for about a year now. Slightly different product to Ballito Life and our next project, which is going to be called Ballito Edge, where those are apartment styles. Woodlands is a family style development. So duplex homes, we've got 2, 3, and 4 bedroom homes. And then I think what's really, really beautiful about the estate is its facilities and amenities. You know, a lot of the apartment style developments, although we do as much as possible to keep the green areas and add the facilities and keep the beautiful nature of the North Coast, Woodlands is an absolute gem, and it's located just across the road from the Mshlali Country Club. And we've actually got two massive green areas. So one is a wetland. It's just over a hectare of space. And really taking the North Coast or keeping the North Coast vegetation and the jungle, I guess if we can call it that, you know, and guys have access into that. There'll be walking trails and running trails. And then we've got a wetland forest as well. It's about 1.5 hectares, so much larger. And that will have benches and areas just to really go in and chill and enjoy the nature that I guess we're so privileged to have on the North Coast.
Well, I'm so glad you talked about that, because a lot of folk firstly didn't know that there were still areas that are being protected and developed with a very sensitive touch.
Absolutely.
To preserve them in perpetuity. And I think that's absolutely first prize. You know, at the moment, there's all sorts of talk about we're going to be losing Green Belt, the last one. And it's a real problem.
Of course.
When development is at odds with what the general expectation of the sentient community on the North Coast is looking towards. And I mean that sincerely. You know, we've done so much to destroy pretty much everything when it comes to green and wild spaces. And progress is what it is. But when you find developments that actually are aware of the fact that not only is it a kind of morally good obligation to undertake, but it is, from an investment point of view, a very canny move, because this is going to add so much value to the development.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, I mean, you've hit it on the head, right? Not only do we not want to destroy those areas, but also the owners and residents in the estate have access to them and they can enjoy them. And, you know, you're not surrounded by concrete and paving and things like that. So, you know, our gardens are excessively landscaped, but then, you know, the facilities and the nature that you have within, you know, 20, 30 meters of your front door are really, really valuable to our clients. And I think, you know, the guys that are already living there and the owners have really enjoyed that. And it makes a huge difference to your investment, because it's not just the bricks and mortar. You've got the lifestyle element, and, you know, we've got a packed clubhouse. And, you know, a lot of developments these days have a lot of clubhouses and lifestyle facilities. But, you know, we've really put a lot of thought into what people want, you know. So there's kids play areas, there's pools, beautiful braai facilities. I mean, obviously, as a South African, everyone loves to braai and enjoy that outdoor space. We've got shared office or workspaces, so you know, guys can literally almost never leave their estate. You know, you've got everything you need: nature, somewhere to sleep, and then obviously somewhere to work and entertain yourself.
And what sort of price point do they come in at?
So we've got 2, 3, and 4 bedrooms, and they range from sort of just over 2 million up to just over 3 million rand. So really, really well priced within the market. You know, I believe it's probably the best value that one can get in the Bellito for, you know, essentially freestanding homes with private gardens. So yeah, I think it's a great product for, you know, whether it's a young family or even a first time buyer. You know, you've got a lot of space and it's a beautiful, beautiful product. And I urge everyone to come through and have a look and set up a meeting with us.
Very good idea. And the fact that you're almost over the road from the golf course, that's got to add a certain amount of excitement as well, because you literally, if you're a golfer, or they've got other recreational facilities on that precinct, and are very encouraging of it don't have to be a member exclusively.
You know. Correct, yeah. No, look, the facilities around there and super quick access onto the highway, you know. So guys, you know, whether you need to be in Umhlanga in the morning, you know, you can get onto the highway within 2 minutes. And then obviously, you know, you're across the road, so slightly out of the hustle and bustle of kind of the Bellito precinct. But, you know, 500 meters and you're in the heart again.
Yeah, and conveniently located between the R102, which is the old main road, and the highway. So you've got a choice of main arterials. So well-placed, well-positioned, very well-priced. And clearly, a lot of folk don't really know about it because, well, it is kind of an exclusive development, but it's very, very accessible. How does one go about making an appointment to go and have a look or to meet up with one of the sales agents?
Yeah, awesome. I think, you know, as always, on socials and our website, so arcus.co.za, you can get in touch with any one of our agents, and would love to set up an appointment, whether it's during the week, after hours, or obviously on the weekend. So yeah, I think that's most likely the easiest way to get hold of us and to come through.
And are you happy to work through the festive season to show people around?
It's a cracker time for us, so absolutely. Wow. I think everyone, you know, it's an interesting time. You know, most people, I think today, are probably closing up office, and you know, from next week they've got time on their hands. They can actually spend time without worrying about those 147 emails in the inbox. So, you know, it's a good time for us to meet with clients and prospective buyers when they're not stressed about life and work, and they can actually spend some time figuring out where they're going to live and what this massive investment is going to be all about for them.
So we're talking about Woodlands Estate here, folks. It is, as my very special guest, Andrea from Arcus, has been talking eloquently about, a grand proposition. It's a lifestyle proposition with a huge investment potential. And generally speaking, I think at this time of year when so many folk have been, I think, really hard-pressed to make it to the end of the year and are looking at maybe a change of pace and a change of lifestyle. And a lot of folk looking at the North Coast because, well, it is one of those bubbles of excellence that one hears about in South Africa. Going forward, it is going to be the trend. You look for places where things are working and are investment-wise, family-wise, security-wise, lifestyle-wise, ticking all of those boxes at the right price. Well, maybe you should be looking at Woodlands Estate, and Andrea and the team will be very, very happy to hear from you. Go online, check it out, Arcus Properties. They tend to deliver more than, well, let's just say you get those that overpromise and underdeliver, and then you get Arcus.
Well, thanks for that, Dave. I really appreciate it.
Nice chatting to you.
Awesome.
Have a fabulous, successful, powerful season, and maybe we'll catch up again in the early phases of next year, and you can tell me it's all gone, all sold out. Now then, on to the next one.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that. Thanks, Dave.
Andrea Santoriello. Love the name. It's Arcus Properties, and our particular focus today has been on Woodlands Estate. This will be up as a podcast. So if you've just joined us and you want to get the details, you're welcome. You'll find us on the app, the Life and Style app, or the website under the Morning Show. Look for the picture of Andrea and click away.